shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
The pictures are eventually going to get out, and then you just relive the intensity.
The fact of the matter is, as the president described, these are graphic photographs of someone who was shot in the face.
Speculation, but I think only on top of that has been we've seen dramatic economic growth.
The teacher told the student that, "I bet you're grieving," and she basically looked at him and was like, "What are you talking about?
An ice cream vendor.
You're grieving. I know I'm grieving. I'm grieving because it's only a three-hour show, man. I wish we had more time. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and they won't, and they shan't, and they wan't. And anyway, welcome to our program. We're in live high-definition video on our website, philhendryshow.com, and we are, you know, like a multimedia thing. And if you have a backstage pass, you can watch us. You can listen to our archives. You can go into our news feed and comment. You can listen to our podcast, daily podcasts of the show. You can interact with us via email. You can do a lot of things. You become extraordinary. You become almost superhuman with a backstage pass to philhendryshow.com. And that's where we are right now. We also want to tell you that this evening we're going to be talking with Dean Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler with the Northern California Holistic Center will be discussing the controversy surrounding the naming of bin Laden, one of the targets in the SEAL mission in Pakistan. He was codenamed Geronimo. And there are those, some Native Americans, who are taking exception to that. We're going to be talking tonight to Mr. Wheeler about that and to find out exactly what can be done, if anything is necessary. We'll be starting off with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Very interesting article on Americans. We want to talk to the SEALs. We want to meet them. We want to be around them. I believe it's the Captain Sullenberger. I think it's very uniquely American. We are enamored of our heroes, going back to the very beginning of this country. Going back to the days of George Washington, you know, and the way this country grieved when he passed on, we love our heroes. We want to be close to them. We want to know them. We want to hear their stories. We want to know how they did what they did and why they did what they did. And it's uniquely American. Another thing that's very uniquely American is, unfortunately, we like to tear our heroes down. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. President Obama says he is not going to release the images of a dead Osama bin Laden while the country wants to know who were those SEALs. We'll talk with Bobby Dooley in a moment. A high school cheerleader gets kicked off her squad after refusing to cheer for an athlete that she says raped her. Plus, a woman in Dubai is suing her husband for not having sex with her. We'll take a good long look at her. And no, what we're going to do is talk about this. And then Bobby and Dean Wheeler with us tonight, our affiliate spotlight on WDTW 1310 AM in Detroit and on KPSI 920 AM in Palm Springs. Two great affiliates on our Phil Hendry Radio Network. 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget, every Saturday night, we're live on KFI here in Los Angeles, as well as KTLK AM 1150. I don't know what you guys are talking about on Twitter today. Hey, Phil, are you on KTLK? I can't even hear. I don't know what you're talking about. We're on the air on KTLK. We're on the air on Saturday night. We're on in New York. We're on in Miami. We're on in places that we're not even on in yet. It's kind of a time warp thing. All right, Bobby Dooley joining us. Ms. Dooley, how are you?
I'm good, Phil. Very good, thank you.
And we're talking here this evening about the American need to, that seems to be expressing itself in corners across this country. Patrons in bars across the country are raising toasts, hoping that the gesture of gratitude would somehow reach the clandestine Navy SEAL team. Many of them feel frustrated. Incomplete. Scores of people responding to the question posed by the Associated Press, what would you tell the Navy SEAL team that killed Osama bin Laden if you could convey a message? There are all kinds of questions being asked, and one of them was more a statement that you made today to a couple of members of the media, and you also put into a Homeowners Association newsletter, and that had more to do with an intimate aspect of the Navy SEALs, didn't it?
Well, Phil, before we talk about that, I want to give it some context. We're very, very proud of the United States Navy SEALs that conducted this mission. We're very, very proud of all of our fighting men and women and the dangers that they faced in going into this country, Pakistan, and going into this compound and killing this man who is well known to be very dangerous and killed so many innocent people. It takes great bravery. This is a very unusual story, because we don't see a story like this that often. As you mentioned, we had Captain Sullenberger, and every now and again we have people that we really admire and have done such great things. We're so used to the bad news, you know.
Boy, that's the truth.
And so when we get good news, we want to express it somehow. And the newsletter, I think, was done tastefully, and I think it was true. In that,
what exactly did you say? And then we can put the question to the audience, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, what we said was, Steve, my husband Steve is here, and you.
Yeah, that a man give up his wife.
Yes, we were at the Homeowners Association meeting, and we were talking about getting some sprinklers finally put in up near our security gate, and I stood up and I said, you know what, let's quit pretending that we want to do business. Let's stop making fools of ourselves, and let's get it said. I said it. I said, there are women here, and there are men here. And many of the women are married, and so are the men. But you know, and I know, that the men in this country would most likely allow their wives or their girlfriends to become deeply intimate with one of these seals. And I said to the Homeowners Association, it was our steering committee, I said, let's quit fooling around. We were talking about sprinklers, and we were talking about some of the aspects of our summer target. I said, let's just stop and say what's on our minds. You know as well as I do that you men would allow your wives or your girlfriends to be deeply, deeply intimate. And everyone stopped and stared at me, and I waited for what I knew was going to happen. And believe it or not, applause broke out.
Applause?
Well, I think it's because I was saying something that everyone needed to say. We've been dancing around this, Phil, all week, you know, ever since the news broke. We want to meet the SEALs. We want to, you know their story. There's so much about these men that would be exciting to know. But as a woman, and I think as men, we have to admit that on some level there is a wanting to give up to these men something that belongs to us. In the case of men, I dare say that men would not have any problem with their women desiring these men in an intimate way. And in some ways, it's almost tribal. So I said, what we need to do is write a letter and tell them we're not offering anybody, but we will say we offer the intimacy of our women.
And oh, let me slow you up here, because this is wild what you're saying. I mean, you were talking about having a discussion, and I can understand perhaps a discussion like this coming up in the middle of a Homeowners Association meeting, which was a little strange, because you said you were talking about sprinklers.
Well, that was the thing that surprised me, too. We were talking about sprinklers, and we were talking about drainage for an area that's been flooding at the very back southeastern corner of the property. But I could see people were pushing pencils around, and their mind was not on what we were talking about. So I stood up, and I said, all right, let's get it said. You men and you women, you know that you men would almost want to offer your wives or your girlfriends.
Well, that's the part, if you don't mind me interrupting you, that's the part that I find bizarre. I don't know what to say. That you sent a letter to the SEALs, or...
No, what we did, Phil, is we drafted, and I'd appreciate it very much if you would stay with me on this, because I know that your temptation is to sort of make fun of things.
I drafted a letter, Mr. Henry.
I'll do it, Steve. We drafted a letter, and in it, and we did address it to the Pentagon, in it we said, you know, I am speaking for millions of American women. Millions of American women want some level of intimacy with these SEALs. And I am simply saying to you, as a tribal right, if you will, and the tribe being the tribe of Americans, all of us together, there would be nothing wrong with that.
There would be nothing wrong with the women of America offering themselves sexually to these SEALs.
No, I didn't use the word sexually because it's not a sufficient word. I used the word intimately because that bespeaks not only sex, it bespeaks love. And that is really what we're talking about. The American female and the American male in a tribal rite that is thousands of years old, offering the female sexually, but intimately. And that is what makes it, I think, pure, clean. It freshens it.
All right, let me give my number here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, and the desire of the American people to meet and talk to these Navy SEALs expressed by Ms. Dooley and her homeowners association in a letter drafted to the SEALs that American women would like to have, basically, forgive me for putting it this way, sex with these SEALs.
No, I did not put it that way, Phil. I said intimacy.
All right, but what you're saying is basically this. The SEALs are so... The SEALs are so important that a brief immorality and infidelity would be tolerated by American men and women. The women would have sex with the SEALs, and the men would be okay with it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying, and I checked it out with Steve, my husband.
And your husband would be fine with you having sex with one of these SEALs?
You know, the accusatory way that you put that is very interesting because...
I'm sorry, but I find it to be immoral. I find it to be something that you are expecting the SEALs to engage in. So you would expect these men, these brave men and highly skilled men, to have sex outside of the confines of their marriage.
You don't understand, Phil. Men like that cannot necessarily be held by a single woman. Now, I know you've heard that before in a lot of different ways, but it is true that a man like that, the woman in his life knows already that women are going to want him. What I am trying to say is that American men need to understand now that their women...
That their women want to have sex with these Navy SEALs.
That their women, yes, that desire is there.
And that we should give in to that. And why should we give in to that?
And that we should give in to it. And you know, Phil, you're interrupting me.
What's your wife? My wife's a kid.
But you're interrupting me, Phil.
Well, I got to get on with this. You want the American women will have sex with these SEALs because why?
Because that is their natural instinct, and because in this particular instance, it is, in my opinion, not immoral.
Well, I beg to differ.
Would you deny your woman? Would you deny her that?
It's not up to me to deny or to allow my woman to do anything.
Well, I think that's very cozy, Phil, and I think...
Well, you know, it's not meant to be cozy. I can't deny my woman anything, I can't grant her anything, but I would expect her fidelity, even if one of the Navy SEALs that killed bin Laden came to my house, sat down, had drinks with me and my family, had dinner with my family, sat there through the evening in my living room and told his stories in an increasingly exciting and fantastic way and had everybody spellbound, I would still expect my wife not to sleep with him. Now, I can't necessarily say she wouldn't be aroused by him. She might even be attracted to him. I can understand that. It happens. You know the old saying about where you get hungry as long as you eat at home? You know?
Well, that's ridiculous. I've heard that, and I don't understand that one at all.
It doesn't matter where you get hungry as long as you eat at home. You've never heard of that?
No, I've heard it. It's asinine.
Get hungry, you're going to go to a restaurant.
I know you're going to go to a restaurant, but we're talking about something completely different here. We're talking about sex. And what you're saying, Ms. Dooley, is that it would be completely acceptable and moral for any woman in America to have sex with one of the Navy SEALs that killed bin Laden because their husbands would consider it an honor, and it's tribal, and suddenly all bonds of marriage fall away. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I am saying to a degree. I am saying it would be intimacy, and I am saying something that I don't think you understand. Most men would grant it. It would be a grant, a quid pro quo. There's a legal doctrine, and it's called in grantum or to grant.
To grant what?
To allow your wife to grant sex unto another man. And in the case of these Navy SEALs, it would be It would not be infidelity.
Well, I don't understand what lawyer you're quoting there. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley, who says any man would be happy and willing to let their wife or girlfriend sleep with any of the Navy SEALs involved in the Bin Laden mission. What's your take on this? Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll take your calls when we come back at 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
We're with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley here as we talk about Americans yearning to talk to the SEALs in the Bin Laden raid, yearning to speak to them and to meet them. It's a very American thing to want to just kind of reach out and touch our heroes. And these Navy SEALs, we probably never will, because they are obviously a covert unit to the extent that, they hide their identities. Bobby, a question for you before we get to the phone calls here. You're talking about it would be a moral thing, I think you said, if women had sex, but you say intimacy.
Yes, I said intimacy still, and I'd really appreciate it if you kept your mind on that word, because to say sex is to... it really narrows it and cheapens it.
All right, but I want to ask you a question. What if one of these SEALs is gay?
Then I think it doesn't change anything. If he is gay, then I think there are a great many young gay men who are in marriages, gay marriages, whose partners would allow it.
Oh, really? Well, let me ask you this. There's don't ask, don't tell right now, so how would we ever know that he's gay?
You know, I think that's a very despicable question. I think in this instance, to not allow that man to express himself...
No, I would agree with you. I think the man should be allowed to express himself, but we don't have that rule just yet, I don't think. So he's the guy that doesn't get to have sex?
But we're not talking about some cheap sex.
It's not a bachelor party, Mr. Hendry.
No, but I know it's not a bachelor party, but you're talking about giving it up intimately to these SEALs. What if one of them was gay? You see, what I'm trying to say to you is the following thing. To offer our thanks to the SEALs by some tribal rite, as you call it, where I, as the man, offer my woman, and the woman gives herself intimately to the SEAL... is all fine and dandy, but in reality and in practice, I don't know that the whole thing works. Let's go to a phone call. Here is Celeste on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead, Celeste.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the whole situation about having sex with a Navy SEAL. I think having sex outside of your marriage is just barbaric to begin with. I don't understand why it should be allowed with a Navy SEAL just because he killed Bin Laden.
Because he's an extra special... This is very tribal, Celeste. In other words, in the days when man traveled as a tribe, it was religious almost to offer this to the warrior. He is our warrior. Are you telling me you would be attracted to him?
Okay, is Celeste there, Celeste? I guess we lost the call. 877-876-7445. Let's move on to... So how would you respond to that?
Well, I respond to it the same way that I've been... telling you. I think it is not barbaric. It is not immoral. It is, in point of fact, something we offer up to the SEAL so that he is emboldened and strengthened and knows that we would give him anything for what he's done.
877-876-7445. Here is Christina. Go ahead, Christina. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
First of all, I think it would be ridiculous. I mean, I think that... You know, everybody would be strangers to each other, and, you know, I think it would just cause a big
It would be
horizon.
A one-time-only thing. It would be a one-time-only thing. You would be required by your husband to give of yourself. And are you saying, no, you wouldn't? Is that your thing?
I'm saying if I had a husband, you know, I'm a mother. Yeah. But if I had a husband, I don't think he would approve of it.
But let's say he said to you, and, you know, I'm just fooling myself, go on in there, Christine, and shake hands with it. You know, go, whatever a man says, they say a lot of stupid things. Would you not then do as your husband directed?
Well, that's not what you said.
You wouldn't go in and have sex with a Navy SEAL that just killed Bin Laden, saved your children, saved your life. You wouldn't do that. I think you would. I think you would, and I think you would. In the middle of the night, we hear what we thought were coyote yips. And it could very well be you.
Phil,
that's really what I'm saying.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Coming up, Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. The use of the name Geronimo as the code name for the primary target, Bin Laden, has been criticized by some in Native American circles and elsewhere. We're going to discuss that with Dean Wheeler at the top of the hour. And then in our final hour of the show, of course, is our news and commentary hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up some of these neat and keen items in our merchandise store. We have the Phil Henry T-shirt all set for you for the summer. We also have our shot glasses. Man, those Phil Henry shot glasses are a beautiful thing. We will be having yucca parties here on Phil TV. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that, man. Don't worry about that. We're going to have some serious-ass yucca parties on Phil TV. So this coming summer. So if you don't have your backstage pass, you're going to miss our yucca parties. You're going to miss all kinds of stuff. 877-876-PHIL. Ms. Dooley, before we move on, you mentioned something about the stealth technology on one of the choppers being left behind.
Yes. One of the helicopters crashed, and there was a rotor blade attached to that section of the helicopter. It contained very, very important stealth technology. Obviously, one of the SEALs was responsible for demolishing that helicopter, and he was not successful in at least the extent of destroying that. So we obviously would want that individual identified. It would be very difficult, just speaking as a woman, to give myself intimately to a man who was just a little bit below. You know?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't know whether I'm outraged more about the fact that you want to have sex with these guys. Now you're telling me that, well, this guy wouldn't be deserving of the same kind of sex because he left a stealth technology behind? Hold on. I can't hear your husband at all.
I'm sorry. Steve is saying it stands to reason. It only stands to reason that you're not going to offer yourself up intimately to one of the SEALs that left behind this stealth technology that the Pakistanis, or I don't know what country.
Pakistan?
Yes, that they will use to plot more murders or whatever they do. I don't know.
Pakistan ostensibly is an ally of ours. Did they butcher this beyond recognition? Yes. Was it, as they say in the military, FUBAR? You bet. But I wouldn't go so far as to say that they are assisting Al-Qaeda in planning these missions. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Cindy. Go ahead, Cindy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
I'm offended when she says she speaks for millions of women. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a tattoo that says that you are property of your husband?
Mm-hmm. What's that? Do I have a tattoo?
I said,
no, of course I don't. This would be ritualistic.
It sounds like you are acting, you act like you are property of your husband. You know, if you
mm-hmm.
appreciate what these SEALs
mm-hmm.
did, why not
mm-hmm.
write a heartfelt letter expressing your gratitude with your words instead of saying you have to give your body to a man that you don't know?
Well, I think
I'm offended as a woman.
But, Cindy, what's offensive to me is you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I said what's offensive to me is that you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, as a woman, if you saw one of these SEALs,
absolutely not.
You'd be all over him. You'd
just
be all
because
over
I
him.
No, absolutely not. Just because I appreciate something a man has done doesn't mean I want to throw myself at him. And doesn't
if
mean I want to show my appreciation sexually. I am perfectly capable of showing my appreciation to somebody without showing it sexually.
If your husband was out of town, is what I'm saying.
What do you mean if her husband was out of town?
Whether or not my husband's out of town or not. I'm saying I don't have to show my appreciation through sex.
No, you don't. But I wanted to tell you something. It isn't about you. It's about the Seals. And if that's what they want...
I understand that, but don't say that you're speaking for millions of people, please.
Well, I have to disagree with you. I think I am. I think I'm speaking for you. And I think you are saying what you're saying for public consumption.
Well, you can't even take the lady at her word.
I take her at her word, but I think there are a lot of people that she doesn't want to offend.
So, in other words, there's not a woman that could call this show and say, I don't want to have sex with the Navy SEALs that you would believe because you think she's just being coy. And
There's not a woman listening to me right now that doesn't know what I'm talking about. But if one of those SEALs came in and said, hi, I'm one of the SEALs that got Osama bin Laden, that you wouldn't be all over him like white on rice. And
I can honestly say I would not. I would have to say that I've evolved beyond that point in my life.
Well, if you're too old, I understand that. But I'm talking about younger women. And
she didn't say she was too old. Maybe
I'm
she's
not
just
too, old,
too married.
Honey. Believe me, I'm not too old.
Well, the way you said that, you went, I'm not too old. It cracked a little, the voice, is what I'm saying. So here is what...
All right, you know, Bobby, it doesn't have to be an issue of whether... Thank you very much, Cindy, for your call. An issue of whether someone's too old. Can you not accept someone at their word?
Well, a moment ago, this is what you said, Phil. You went, okay, Bobby, now do I take that to mean you have epilepsy? Do I take that to mean you have some nascent Lou Gehrig's disease? No, I don't. So I am taking you at your word.
What has that got to do with what I'm talking about?
When the lady said she wasn't too old, this is what she said. She went, I'm not too old. Did you hear that?
No, I heard that too, Mr. Henry.
No, I heard her voice crack. I heard the lady's voice crack. It could very well have been that she was in mid-laugh or something. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here about the Navy SEALs and a story today that was in a lot of publications and on the internet, the Associated Press story, Americans yearn to talk to SEALs in bin Laden raid. We yearn to speak to these men. We yearn to meet our heroes. And Ms. Dooley is saying that there is a need, a yearning, something primal, something tribal in the hearts of men and women that men would give up their wives or girlfriends for intimate sex with one of the SEALs and they'd be fine with it. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be fine with it.
Again, I think it's something that you're saying now, but if the Navy SEAL walked into your home and looked you up and down and then looked at your wife, in that instant, Phil, would be the thought in your mind, you know, he's right.
What do you mean he's right? He hasn't said anything.
He doesn't need to say anything. All he has to do is come in and look at you, and he'll look you up and down, and you're thinking, you know what, it's yours. It's your world, brother. It's your world, I'm just washing the dishes.
Yeah, it's your world, I'll just run out to the CVS and get the condoms. Yeah.
All right, thank you very much for that insult. You guys think it's a joke, you know?
No, I don't think it's a joke. I don't think it's a joke. I think it's definitely that. It's your world.
Yeah, it's your world. It's your world, I'll make the breakfast.
It's your world, brah.
It's your world, brah, huh? 877-876-7445. Let's go to Teresa in Alabama. Teresa, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley. Turn down or whatever. Here is, I think it's Bennett. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Bennett.
Oh, yes. Hello. I'm sorry, a little bit of static there. I think it's kind of a total presumptuous to assume that these high-caliber individuals, these Navy SEALs, would accept such an offer. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe some would, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. We'll never know who they are in national security.
Well, that's not really the point. That's not the point. The point is to make the offer. To make the offer. And it's long overdue.
That would also lead into the second part of it is that, you know, I think it's really, really presumptuous to say that, and it's really insulting that men should offer their wives. For one, I can't offer my wife, because if she were to accept an offer, she wouldn't be my wife anymore.
Wait a minute. You understand who I'm talking about, these Navy SEALs, right?
Yeah, I understand. I really appreciate what they've done, but I think it's insulting to them.
Who did? Well, you don't know that. You'd have to ask them.
Well, yeah, we would have to ask them, wouldn't they? Or wouldn't we? You know?
Well, what if you... we're not talking about that. You can ask them. What I'm talking about is making myself ready for the for that moment of commingling, and the husband making me ready. And that would be a necessity of... There's two steps. There's the commingling, and there is the advance.
Well, I don't know any of this stuff, man, whether it's tribal or whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. What this gentleman is saying here is that the woman, any woman that takes up an offer to have sex with a Navy SEAL, whether or not the guy wants to have sex with her or not, has given up her marriage bonds.
And I'm telling both of you men, no, she hasn't. It's religious.
All right. 877-876-7445. Let's move on here to, I think it's Dervin. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Well, this is the thing. I'm a 17-year veteran of the U.S. Navy. I was a search and rescue diver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have worked with the SEALs before, with Rangers, the Green Berets, and a majority of them on specialized missions. These people are secretive. They will never tell you who they are. You will not know who they are. Majority of these men have families. They have wives. They have kids.
You can have sex with someone and not have to know their name. You know
well,
that.
I'll tell you what. They're not going to come to you. They're not going to come to anybody. They are a very, very secretive group.
No,
they are designed that way. They're not going
to
be able just out
of them.
They're not going to do it because, one, their lives depend on their secret nature. They will not reveal themselves because, let me tell you something, people have died before.
We can keep the lights off.
People
keep
have died
off.
Before because of these, because of incidents like that. Because they got their picture taken somewhere, they got something done, somebody got seen on a photograph, and if they're identified by the enemy, which is Al-Qaeda,
now, what about
and
that,
all these
Bobby?
Other terrorist groups, they are a target. They will be killed.
I think they should have the option, at least, of knowing that we are willing to have sex with them and that the men of this country are willing to offer their wives up in this tribal right.
The SEALs are not going to take it. They are not going to take
it. I don't know that you can say that.
I do know some SEALs. Let me tell you something. They will not take it.
Well,
they value their lives more than having
sex
with a strange woman.
She wouldn't be strange. She'd introduce herself. Not only that, but they're getting photographs and picking from them ahead of time.
And how's that working?
We mail photographs to them. So, Derwin?
Yeah.
We've thought of all of this. Okay? We've thought of all of this.
Do you know that if you reveal their photographs in any form of fashion on the internet, web, anything, and it is transmitted, you will be arrested for treason. And treason during the time of war is
punishable by death. We're not going to transmit their photographs. We're not transmitting their photographs. We're transmitting our photographs. The only picture that I would want, all I'd want would be one picture with him standing under the veranda or high from our hotel.
You're not going to get any photo. What do you mean high?
Just his arm. We'll pixelate his face.
You know what you're hearing here from this gentleman is you may be offering, and what if they don't take you up?
Well, I think if they don't take us up on it, it's because people like Derwood have been calling them morning, noon, and night, leaving voice messages, and basically putting the fear of Jesus into them. And I think that that's wrong.
The fear of Jesus? These guys just took out Bin Laden.
I just woke up from sleeping because I couldn't sleep and turned on the radio and heard your gibberish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the one that's going to be feeding them full of gibberish. You're going to call them up and go, Mr. Navy SEAL, don't talk to Bobby Dooley because she wants to park it on your nose. Oh, please.
Okay.
By the way,
thank you.
As far as the helicopter with the blade, they won't even know how to use that. These people have no idea what they're dealing with. All they see is wreckage.
with the SEAL that left that behind, though, he's going to have to get...
And there's no technology in these blades. Most countries have these type of blades on these helicopters.
Not these. These are stealth. This is stealth technology for the...
Ma'am, I have flown in over 100 missions on Pavlos helicopters into on secret missions. They are not in the blade.
Did you fly a stealth helicopter? No.
They're not stealth helicopters. They're called Pavlos. They're a standard operating helicopter.
No, it's a SEAL helicopter. Everything they use
is a Pavlos.
It has a cloaking device.
If you join the military, you understand what I'm talking about.
A cloaking device is from Star Wars.
No, it isn't. It's from Star Trek.
All right, whatever, Star
Trek.
The
only two aircraft that have any type of close to being any type of stealth is the F-117 and the B-2. They're not helicopters.
Do they have invisible helicopters yet?
No,
they're not invisible.
They flew below the radar. That's why the Pakistani couldn't see them.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference. That's why they use helicopters.
Oh,
they can fly below the radar.
I see. Well, what were they saying on TV, Steve, about the stealth technology and the rotors?
There is no stealth technology in rotors. What they're talking about is a sound dampening system.
Mm-hmm.
The sound dampening system everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
Even Pakistan has it.
All right. Thank you very much. Good call, Durwood, and thank you for giving us some background on a lot of this stuff. And, Ms. Dooley, you're extremely rude going,
What?
I can hear you going, into the phone. You're not doing that.
No, I'm not. Well, a little bit. Steve's taking the phone from me, and at times, aren't you, Steve?
Well, keep the phone, if you don't mind, Ms. Dooley, in your own hands. I'd appreciate that. 877-876-7445. If you're a woman listening to me right now, if you're a man listening to me right now, Bobby and Steve Dooley are on and organized some effort to contact the United States Navy and the Navy SEALs to tell them that the women of America would be happy to give themselves up intimately to the SEALs and their husbands would approve. It's a very wide, and Ms. Dooley is describing this as tribal, and the guy who left the stealth technology behind in the rotor blades, he'd have to get seconds. 877-876-7445. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show right after this.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Yes, you did. We're back here with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, I'm asking you simply that we have, there are people listening who may not appreciate the language. Is she on the line? All right, now bring her back up, will you, bud, because I just want to make that one point with her. Ms. Dooley, did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard what you said, and I'm not aware of any language that I've been using.
When you said something about parking something on someone's...
That was my husband, Steve.
I said that you got to park it in a New York minute.
He said that I would park it in a New York minute, but he did not say where.
All right, well, that's fine, but the term park it I find to be a little untoward and unladylike, if you'll pardon me for saying that.
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry, but I am a lady... I'm talking about giving it to our SEALs, not giving it just to any bum in a bar. I've had it up to here with guys at bars, okay? I don't need that anymore.
My wife, I can assure you, Mr. Henry, my wife doesn't need any more guys in bars.
I don't need that anymore. I've done that.
Really?
Oh, what does that mean? Oh boy.
You told my wife, what?
You're the guy that brought it up.
That is so rude.
Wait a minute, Ms. Dooley. You're the one that brought up the bar scene, not me. 877-876-7445. Here is Elizabeth in Bakersfield, California on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, Phil. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to this conversation, and I agree with the lady on only one point. What these Navy SEALs did was a noble thing. There's no question about that. It was very noble. It was brave. And I am happy that Osama bin Laden is dead. However, I am
what did you call him? What did you call him?
You're
happy that
Saul
Loden?
I am really disgusted as a woman to hear you say, and to say that you're speaking for all women in general, that we would just have sex with these guys, that we would be that grateful that we would have sex with them?
Are you trying to tell me that the very men that saved your children's life, that saved your life, that you wouldn't be all over that?
Why don't you put it more?
Like the previous caller said before, a few minutes ago,
she said...
More ways of expressing your appreciation. You could write a letter to these Navy SEALs. Expressing your appreciation.
I'm sure they'd really appreciate that.
Have sex with a random stranger for that.
The Navy, he's not a stranger.
Phil Hendry.
You be honest.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows. They wish they could, but they just don't have the cojones, huh? They just ain't got it. So we got it, and, and we'll keep on having it.
Yeah, we got it, man. We'll give it to you, too.
We've got it, and we'll give it to you. Yeah. Well, it's not a disease.
No, but we got it. They can have it if they want, but they don't have to have it.
Yeah, we got it, but you don't have to have it. Why don't you guys just let me do this? In any event, our number is 877. We got it, but we'll give it to you. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and online at philhendryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you are opened up to yet another level of the Phil Hendry Show with our video casts, with our uncensored rants. We just put Chris Puté up on demand. Chris Puté's, what does he call his show? Chris Puté's Unbelievably Soft Hits, something like that. So if you miss Chris Puté, I think in this episode he is shot and killed by police who enter the studio at the end because he held his screener hostage for screwing up something in his love song dedication. So check out Chris Puté there on our website. 877-876-PHIL. Bringing on now Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We want to talk to them because we have alluded a little bit to it. We want to talk to them about Proposition 8 being overturned here in the state of California. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm a lot better. I had a very difficult day.
Well, I'd like to hear about that. And Steve, how are you?
I'm a lot better too.
What happened?
Well, I want you and I want your listeners, Phil, to understand that I'm doing fine. I'm doing very, very well. So I don't want to scare anyone because the news that I have to impart to you, Phil, is a little troubling.
Okay.
Phil, I was raped today.
Good God.
And I want to thank a young man who came to my defense. And he was a young gay man, and I knew this because he was with his partner. He came, both of them were getting into a parked car. I was getting into my car. And literally grabbed a hold of the man who had been attacking me and tried to hold him along with the other gentleman that he was with, but this man got away.
So, Bobby, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I want people to know, first of all, you've really got to be aware, and second of all, thank God this young man was there to help me.
And he was gay, Mr. Henry, and I...
Well, I mean, anybody can... I mean, heroes come in all shapes and sizes, all genders, all orientations.
No, no question about that, sir.
Absolutely, Phil. And I'm... If someone had to be raped today, I'm glad it was me. I'm serious, because this young man, on this day that Proposition 8 was declared unconstitutional, this young man, a gay man, and his partner, came to my rescue.
Bobby, I have you been to the doctor?
Well, I want to tell you something.
Okay.
I'm only kidding about all of that.
Yeah.
You're only kidding about... What are you kidding about?
I wasn't raped.
No, she wasn't raped.
Why would you say that to me?
Because I'm making a point, Phil, and I want you to listen to the point that I'm making. And
you were not raped.
No, I was not raped.
But she wasn't in a parking garage or anything.
No.
You just came on my program. Do you know that the people that you frightened with that statement?
Oh, Phil, I didn't frighten anyone. I didn't tell them where I was, and I didn't...
Frighten who?
Frighten? It's just a piece of fright. It's a frightening word, for God's sake. When you said that, Bobby, I was scared for you. I've had an emotional reaction. I had a physical reaction, almost.
Well, that's between you and your creator, Phil.
Between my... What does that mean, me and my creator?
It's between you and your creator. It's between you and your God.
Whatever God you worship.
What has that got to do? I don't understand that comment at all. You said to me, I was raped today.
I remember what I said, Phil.
Okay, and I had a reaction to that. I had a visceral reaction to that. I felt angry. I felt terribly sad for you.
I appreciate that, Phil.
Well, if I did, I know for a fact my listeners did, too.
And I appreciate that. I do. I truly do. I don't think it was wasted energy, because what I did was I got you to recognize that gay people can be heroes, too.
Right.
You didn't get me to recognize anything. First of all, you know...
Yes, I did, Phil. Yes, I did. And
no, you did not. No, you didn't.
Well, again, Mr. Harris, like Bobby said, that's something between you and your creator.
What is that? I don't understand what it said. That's between me and my creator. Like, this is a moral choice I'm making?
In a lot of ways, it is, Phil, yeah.
No, there's no moral choice. You said to me, and I'm still outraged, I was raped today. And I'm like, my God.
Phil, you don't have to beat it into the ground, all right? Try to get more mileage out of it. I already know what I said. And
I am going to play this back for myself in my own mind. I'm playing it back in the minds of my listeners so they can understand what you said. You were raped today, and two gay men came to your rescue, and now you tell me the whole thing is horse dung.
No, that's just it. No, it's not horse dung.
It's not, as you call it, horse dung, because what I was doing was I was saying, look how we can all be heroes, even gay people, on this day that Proposition 8 has been overturned.
Why not bring up something that actually happened? You know?
Like what?
Like some real thing that happened.
Well, Mr. Henry, people are not going to get their attention.
I'll do it. I've got it, Steve. Phil, I did it the way I did it to grab your attention, as Steve just indicated, and to grab the attention of your listeners. I have been listening to your program tonight. I think you're a wonderful broadcaster, Phil. I think I was going to be in trouble if I came on your program if I didn't grab the attention of your listeners.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, whatever you think, Ms. Dooley.
Oh, well, don't be a child, Phil.
No, you know, don't give me this horse crap about how, well, I had to do something dramatic because you were laying such an egg tonight. You know?
Well, I'm just telling you my opinion.
Well, come on, everybody. I'm not saying laying an egg.
Well, that's exactly what she's saying. So what she did was, in order to get the attention of the audience that I've been blowing off here by laying this egg tonight, she comes on here and she says, hi, Phil. Oh, it's been a tough day. I was raped today.
That's right, yes.
That is, you know what that is? That is an assault on...
Don't you dare do that.
No, no, you're not going to go there, Mr. Henry.
No, that's an assault on any woman that actually has been attacked.
How dare you? How dare you say...
Well, what's wrong with me saying that?
Because I didn't do anything other than grab the audience by the throat and shake them awake and say, look at me. Look at me. I'm Bobby Dooley. and I have something to say to you. Now, Phil, you've known me for a long time. Have you ever known me not to come on the air and grab the audience and slap them awake?
You are a controversial guest, yes.
That's what I needed to do. I needed to get on this radio show tonight, take your audience by its collective collar, if you will, and slap them really until they started to cry.
And I had to get some kind of attention, too.
Well, Ms. Dooley, I will tell you this. I think that what you've probably done is you've damaged my audience this way. You've probably got people out there now who are never going to believe a thing I say ever again.
Well, what makes you think that's important? The important part...
Well, let me make that decision, okay? You know...
But the important part, Phil, is that they are compelled to listen. And
I'll to be the decider as to what makes them compelled to listen and what doesn't. And I don't need you coming on my show and saying, boy, what a rough day today, Phil. I was raped. And then saying, oh, well, I'm only kidding.
I got the case to go, oh, well, I'm only kidding.
Well, whatever she said, you know.
Well, she said, I want to tell you something, Mr. Henry, I'm only kidding.
That's what I said, yeah.
All right, so, fine. That's what you said. I want to tell you something, Phil, I'm only kidding. The fact of the matter is, that's nothing to kid about.
Well, I knew you'd say that. Did you say that?
Yeah, you're right.
We knew you'd say that. That's nothing to kid about. Phil, we are here to make the point that the overruling, that the ruling as unconstitutional Proposition 8 is a great thing for the state of California. Two gay men saved me from being raped today, even though it never happened. Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you. It means that I had your audience believing that I was saved from a violent act today by two brave gay men.
And now we know it didn't happen.
Well, yes, it did. It happened in the minds of your listeners, and really in my mind, for those minutes that it did happen. I believed it.
Yeah, I did too.
I really believed what I was saying, even though I knew I was making it up.
And what point is this now? Where are we at now, Bobby, that we're deluding ourselves? That we have to fool ourselves?
No, I'm saying, you're not listening to me. I'm saying that I did a positive thing, even if it was only for 3 minutes.
All right, we'll take a break here. That's just about the most unbelievable thing that's ever happened on my show, what she just did, coming on this program, saying what she said, and then saying, I'm only kidding, and at least I had people believing, and this is all to celebrate Prop 8 being ruled unconstitutional. Can't you come on this show and do something that is a little less shocking? And it doesn't take the audience on this emotional roller coaster. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Bill Hendry Show.
What are you telling me now, Bobby? Welcome back. World famous Phil Hendry Show here, 877-876-PHIL. What are you telling me now?
I'm telling you, Phil, that I was raped.
Are you kidding me now, or are you telling me the truth?
No, she's telling the truth.
You're telling me the truth now.
I am telling you the truth, yes.
Then why did you say you were kidding?
Mr. Henry, my wife was raped. I'd appreciate it if you would not.
Why did you say you were kidding, Bobby?
I was very ashamed.
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Go ahead, Bobby.
I'm only kidding. All right.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to hang up on you. I don't like what you're doing.
We are making... Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
No, I've held on long enough. I'm going to hang up on you. I don't like what you're doing. Do you understand?
Mr. Henry, there's a point to this. We are giving you moments. We're giving you envelopes of believability.
What does that mean?
We are giving you an envelope of believability by coming back and forcing you into the reality that a gay man helped me. We are giving you that envelope of believability.
That's the second time you've told me you were raped and you were just kidding. Let me go over here to Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah, on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I just
thought I would mention that what she's talking about is something really serious, and it doesn't bring to anybody's attention that gay people are good or bad. Incredible act, because somebody who is straight could have been the one who rescued you.
Can I ask you, Sarah, if you're on a speakerphone, Sarah, could you get off the speakerphone and use a handset? Is that possible?
I don't have one, actually.
Okay, dear. That's all right. Go ahead. You're fine. Go ahead.
Well, I want to say something, Phil.
No, let's listen to Sarah first.
Sarah, gay people saved me, though. Gay people saved me.
No, they did not. You're in this delusional kind of world that you want to bring to people's attention that gay people are good. But the thing is that...
Are you saying that they're not? Are you saying they're not?
No, but you're trying to bring to people's attention that they are good by bringing up this unbelievable act that you went through that nobody should ever go through, and people that have gone through that, I think, are really offended by you pretending that it happened to you. And I'm pretty sure there are women out there and men who have been raped, because men are raped too, that...
Men are only raped in jail. They only get raped in jail.
So what?
Well, I want to say, lady, ma'am, when you said it was unbelievable, you believed it, though, didn't you? Steve Doolin, but...
Well, I felt sorry for her that she went through a disgusting act.
Exactly. But, there you go. That's my point.
No, but as soon as you suggested... or brought to everybody's attention that it did not happen, I felt really sorry for you in the terms that you had to bring up something that is so personal and so devastating to people who actually go through that act, that you are basically slamming rape in their face and saying, hey, you went through rape, no big deal for you.
Well, look, let's bring this back to the planet Earth a little bit, because what I did was... had you feeling for me.
There's one who is going out of the outside of the Earth into outer space.
No, I'm in the Earth. You were outside of the orbit of the Earth. I'm in it. I'm in, not in the Earth, but...
What? Wow. What are you saying?
What do you mean, wow? If I may say, Phil...
Go ahead. We didn't know what you meant by outside of the Earth.
No, she said that I was beyond the orbit of the Earth.
Right.
No, I did not.
Well, you said that she was going out of the Earth.
If she is the one who's telling me that I'm outside the Earth, it would actually be the reverse, that I am actually on the Earth, and she is the one who's out in outer space, because she's bringing up something that people are really touched and destroyed with in these kind of things. And it doesn't change my opinion on gays. I think some gays are great and some gays are mean. And just like straight people, some straight people are great and some straight people are mean.
I have to ask, are you cleaning a fish tank? Because it sounds almost as if there's...
Let us handle the audio part, Bobby.
All right. What I did say was, first of all, I didn't come out of the Earth, because we all live on the Earth. So either we leave the surface of the Earth or we don't. To say that I came out of it is to say that I live under, that I'm from the underworld.
If you say the underworld, that's hell.
Okay.
Look, can we get off this discussion of Earth? You brought this up, Bobby, and...
No, she is the one that mischaracterized it.
No, she did not. She was saying, essentially, your point of view is from outer space. You said you wanted to get back to Earth.
Yes. And what I'm saying is this, Sarah. When I said, didn't I sound believable? Yes, I did. Didn't you feel for me? Yes, you did.
You know why?
And when I told you, hold on. When I told you that two young gay men saved me, you felt pride?
And then when you said you were kidding, we all felt like we'd been just used, like we'd been lied to, like we're a bunch of just idiots who have been used by you and your husband.
To make a point about gay people being equal? Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Henry, that I manipulated you into thinking gay people are good.
Actually, what happened was, is when you said two gay people saved you, I was happy that people saved you. Because I don't differentiate between gays and straight. And that's the problem with this world.
You have to work on that. You've got to work on that.
You don't have the difference between gay and straight?
Wow.
Why should
gay men have sex with each other? Straight men don't. You don't know that.
Yeah, of course she knows that. She's saying that she's...
Well, Mr. Henry, if you keep coming to the defense of this girl, I'm never going to get anything out of her.
Okay, what we're going to do here is take a break. Sarah, you've done a great job. I appreciate your call very much, Sarah. I do, and we do need to break. Thank you very much. 877-876-7445 is the number here. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. You came on the program, and the two of you don't seem to understand. It's a very shocking thing when someone comes on a radio show.
Well, is it not shocking, Phil, if it was a woman that you love saying it to you across the breakfast table? Would that not be shocking?
That would be terribly, terribly shocking. But when you share that kind of thing with potentially millions of people and you're not serious, and then you're trying to tell me you did it for a good cause.
Absolute good cause, man. Mr. Henry, to tell you, the gay man, they came and saved her. And I'm grateful for that because my wife, you know.
Well, I wasn't in danger.
She was not in danger. But I was thinking if she'd been in danger, I thank God the gays came to save her.
And this is what you guys call celebrating the passage, the overturning of Proposition 8.
Now, this is what we call a very good defense of equality for all people and a talk show host who's decided to take it and rub it in the dirt, almost as if it was a sandwich that I had ordered, and you go outside to the parking lot and you run the edge of the sandwich on asphalt. Okay?
Okay, sure. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a moment.
Phil Henry. You get it?
Okay.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, your effort to boost the image of gay people today by coming on this program after the overturning of Prop 8 and saying you were raped and a gay couple came to your assistance, I think has been a wrong move. You were kidding. You said you were kidding. Do you understand that when you say you're kidding about something, you trivialize it?
So I think, as a woman, I understand a little bit better than you. When I said I was raped today, I'm only kidding, I was talking about it the way I would feel about it. And I'm not trying to trivialize what other women have been through, but I know myself. And I would have been, if it happens to me, I know I'll be tough. I think I'll be a lot tougher.
Yeah, I think my wife would be a lot tougher than a lot of women.
So I would be able to withstand it psychologically.
Really? Has it ever happened to you, really?
It has not, Phil, because fortunately I'm... Again, I don't want to appear as if I'm judging, but I'm a little smarter with where I park my car and this kind of thing.
So you were mentally tough. And when you said I was raped, I'm only kidding... That's kind of how your brain deals with that.
My wife's pretty tough.
I'll do it, Steve. Yes. Now, for the women that I fight, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to take you almost as if I'm grabbing the back of your head and shoving your face into some reality. Okay? And remember, it was a gay couple that saved me. They were not. It didn't happen. You're right. But remember, it was a gay couple that saved me.
It didn't happen, but I should remember it was a gay couple that saved you. Therefore, in your imagination, a gay couple saved you, therefore...
Well, therefore, gay people are brave, too.
Are you saying they're not?
No, I'm not saying that they're not, but I don't need your story to reinforce that because it didn't happen. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Eric. Eric, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, Bobby. Steve, my personal feeling about this is that you're trying to use a lie to perpetuate what you believe to be true. Now, The moment you use a lie to tell a story, you lose all credibility. Mm-hmm. Not just with the people you're telling the lie to, but anyone that hears that lie. You've lost all credibility with me.
And in other words, gay people are not brave. Gay people are not brave?
You have to be so melodramatic.
Well, no, I'm just asking you, if I lost credibility, you're saying that gay people aren't brave then.
Through your telling of the story, I would believe not, because you're telling a lie.
That doesn't make any sense.
I've seen plenty of gay males, females.
Are you gay, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm straight.
Are you gay, sir?
I am straight.
Look, all right, so you know that they're brave, and what I said, if they're brave, then what I said is essentially true.
What do you mean, if they're brave, what you said is essentially true?
But just what I said. I don't, you know, excuse me, I don't stutter like my voice would.
You're hypothesizing here. You're hypothesizing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have proof to back up your hypothesis? Let's look at it scientifically. What's your experiment?
Well, we know that proof of what? That gay people are brave? Yes, I do have proof.
Was your experiment?
I do have proof that gay people are brave. Yes.
Okay, but we know that your proof is
tell their story. Don't tell a fictional story. You lose.
But I am. But I am telling their story. Yes, I am.
You're telling a fictional story where you hypothetically get raped and hypothetically are saved by two gay men.
I would bet you $1,000 the story I've just told has happened.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as, that's not, help me out here, Eric. That is not.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get help from the caller, huh?
Conviction.
You have to get help from the caller.
Oh, why is that funny? I mean.
Go ahead. Let's see.
I was just going to say, why is that funny, Ms. Dooley?
You have to get help from the caller because
you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do know what I'm talking about. If you're saying that it proves that it's happened, because you'll bet $1,000 on it, that doesn't prove anything.
You want to bet against it?
Yeah, do you want to bet against it?
Want to bet against it?
Do you want to bet against it?
All right. So
I think I heard you guys the first time.
In that case, hypothetically, if I were to state that I'll bet $1,000 that my cat can sing the ABCs, that makes it proof.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, I want a piece of that.
You want proof of that?
Okay. Well, this is ridiculous. There's no proof. You can't prove anything with a bet. You can't prove anything with a...
Exactly,
you can put some money down, but there's no way, Bobby. I mean...
Yes, I can prove it. If you're asking me, have gay men interceded in the rape of a straight woman and saved her, I guarantee you I'll go to the archives of a newspaper, any major newspaper in America, and I'll find a story.
Then call.
But you won't find a story. But you won't find a story about cats saying ABC.
Jesus.
Call and exalt about those cases where that has occurred.
Exactly.
Don't
That's
throw
a great
in
point.
A hypothetical situation. Offends. Not
but I had
yourself,
to put myself in it. I had to.
Rape survivor out there. The rape survivors are offended by your.
I don't know. Are you gay, sir?
Casual.
He's already said no. He isn't.
You're sure?
Yes, he's sure.
I'm 100% sure.
Eric, thank you very much.
Well, you want me to go through all those newspaper clippings when all I had to do was say I was raped today,
but
and you believed it.
But it was a lie.
You would have believed if I hadn't have said I was kidding.
You know, Bobby, I don't understand your point, though.
He would have believed it if I hadn't said I was kidding.
I told Bobby not to say he's kidding.
If I found out that you had taken my audience on a joyride for a full hour with a story that never happened, I would not only never have you on the show again, I would find out if I could have you criminally prosecuted.
For what?
I don't know for what.
Yeah. If we're not causing a public emergency, then you can't do it.
I bet you you're causing some kind of an emergency.
What emergency? Excuse me. What city was I in? What area? What neighborhood? What police agency was inconvenient? You know, Phil, you're way out of your league.
Yeah, you're in the deep end of the pool.
Oh, get out of here, the deep end of the pool. Eric, thanks very much for your call, sir. I appreciate that very much. 877-876-PHIL. I'm in the deep end of the pool, huh? Let me tell you something. I know the law.
Yeah, but if you know the law, then you know that there's no law has been broken.
We made a point about Bobby on account of she's been raped. A gay man saved her.
Yeah, well, it was two gay men.
It was two
two gay men.
It wasn't any gay man because it never happened.
If it had, though.
If, Phil, what we're saying, if it did happen, that's how it would have happened.
Oh, I see. So now what you're telling me is if it did happen, you're sure that it would have happened that way. And that's where we get further and further away from the actual concrete reality of the situation. Brian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
How you doing?
Yeah, let's go, man.
I'm sorry.
We're burning daylight.
I'm sorry, man. How you doing? I really want to know what kind of fantasy world that lady is coming from, where she
is this the caller that I'm supposed to talk to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you? Lady,
you need
the
to
man was away.
I got a
he was away from the phone.
My wife asked you where you were. Were you sitting on a toilet?
You are making absolutely no sense at all.
Okay, if you two guys won't be... the man, hold on. They're not listening to you, man. You have to shut up and let him talk.
I asked him where he was.
You are making absolutely no sense, lady. You're talking about this guy having to ask customers for cents, and you have your husband with a stuttering problem on the phone, and you're making up stories about being raped. Do you have any idea about how freaking ridiculous you sound?
Do you know how stupid you sounded when you weren't on the phone, when they asked you to be?
Were you raiding the refrigerator?
No, I was actually on the couch smoking a cigarette waiting. I wasn't sure.
What an idiot.
Hey.
Lady, you have absolutely no credible source of information. You have to make up a story. Are you kidding me? About being raped and some sort of gay Superman coming out of the sky and saving you? What kind of fantasy? You're talking about being on Earth? You're not even thinking straight, lady. Are you crazy?
You're the one that smoked cigarettes, not me. How stupid is that? And another thing, at least I know that when I'm on the phone and I'm waiting to talk to someone, I have the good courtesy to stay on the phone.
Yeah, you're probably thinking about making up stories about being raped or something to get more attention. You are ridiculous, lady. I can't believe you.
No, I'm not ridiculous. What's ridiculous is for you to sit there, smoke endless amounts of cigarettes until your breath reeks and your lungs are rotted out.
I'm smoking endless amounts.
What's that
of
got
cigarettes.
To do with anything? That's got
nothing
to do with anything.
Nothing to do with gay people or anything. Your whole entire argument is ridiculous.
All right. Can I ask you a question? Are you gay?
I am not gay. I'm straight. I have a wife and a kid on the way.
Put the cigarettes down, man. God, the guy's smoking.
Forget about whether the guy smokes. It's got nothing to do with it.
That has absolutely nothing to do with gay people.
I said I was raped because people like you are never going to believe that gay people are brave. Unless I can
talk
something.
My best friend is gay, lady. My best friend is gay. I've known him for 8 years.
Well, what does that tell you?
That doesn't tell me anything.
Mean?
There's horrible people, whether you're black or you're gay or you're white. It doesn't matter. There's horrible people all over the world. And you live in this fantasy world. You have to make up stories about being raped. You don't even have any idea what reality is
like.
Did
you know that your friend is gay? Your friend is gay, and I had to make up a story to convince you that gays are brave. That's what's sad.
You don't have to convince me anything,
lady. Gay about it. What's that tell you?
Hey, Mr. Dooley, would you be quiet with the what's that tell you?
Well, I mean, the guy's best friend's gay.
That doesn't mean he's gay, all right? We've already established that. Number two, Ms. Dooley, what is your point that if this man, if he's got a best friend, don't you think he knows his friend?
Oh, I'll bet he knows him.
You know, you two really ought to grow up. If you want to be on this show to talk about gay people... And the strides that gay people and how brave they are, and then you turn around with, oh, I'll bet he's gay, all your little innuendo...
I'm 22 years old, lady, and you sound absolutely ridiculous to me. I can't believe it.
Well, then why don't you listen to an educated woman tell you something? I've been around a while. When I said that I was raped and that two gay men came to my rescue, I was making the point that I'm strong and that I'm a woman and I'm strong and there are gay men that are strong.
And that has absolutely nothing with the proposition that you're
That has absolutely nothing with anything. You shouldn't. You just shouldn't do that. Maybe something traumatic
what?
Like that needs to happen to you because you have absolutely no sense of reality or sympathy for any for people who have had something like that happen.
I think that's
You're
the point here.
Person.
Yeah, that's the point. And when you
person.
Say that happened to you, Bobby, and it didn't happen to you,
are you not? So you don't think I'm strong because I went through that?
You didn't go through that.
You didn't, and I don't think you're strong because you wouldn't be on the radio making up stories about it.
I know myself well enough to know that were I attacked by a rapist, believe me, he'd go to a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Boy.
Whatever,
wow.
lady. Whatever.
You know
you
something?
Have
some people have confidence. I do.
Yeah,
where did
does.
You grow up, lady? Mars?
You mean the planet Mars?
Yeah,
oh
where
my
did
God.
You grow up? Seriously. I mean,
I grew up in Southern California. I grew up in Southern California.
Yeah, you're going to say she's nuts because she's a fruit and a nut?
You think I'm fruits and nuts?
Yeah,
okay.
I think you're absolutely crazy. I really do. I mean, you are crazy.
That's what I think of you.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Brian. I think you
Absolutely.
Did. You may not think that you went a long way toward finding some truth, but you did. I appreciate that. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley here about that. Obviously, we know, and I am, Bobby, I support I'm happy, for the ruling that makes Proposition 8 unconstitutional. I always felt that it was. I'm happy for gay people in California. I hope it spreads across the country. And we didn't need you coming on here and stinking it up with a lie.
It was not a lie, Phil.
It was Mr. Henry here. She told us a story.
It was a story. You ever heard of Aesop's Fables?
Are you trying to tell me now this was some kind of a fable, huh?
Yes, sir. The moral of the story.
Did you ever hear about Aesop? You know who he was?
Yes, ma'am. I do know who Aesop was.
All right. And then he had the moral of the story.
All right, hold on. Yeah, he had the moral of the story, man. You came on this show, Ms. Dooley, and you were trying to get people to believe you were telling the truth. 877-876-PHIL is the number. What an outrageous hour. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here as part of just sort of commenting on Prop 8 being ruled unconstitutional. She came on the show tonight and said she'd been raped and was saved by two gay men, and then she said, I'm only kidding. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Grow up, Mr. Henry.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And don't forget, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, next hour, our news and information hour. If you want to join us on Twitter, I'm over at Twitter at RealPhilHenry. That's twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. And if you want to join us at Facebook, my personal Facebook page is facebook.com/PhilHenry. Or you can like our fan page, which is facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS, because that's what we do with the F. We turn it to a PH, and it's really silly. All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us here. Probably not a very good time to bring those things up because of, I believe, with the commentary this evening, Ms. Dooley, you using a canard saying you were raped when, in fact, you weren't to glorify the strength and the bravery of gay people. I think it was absolutely wrong, absolutely inappropriate, and you've heard the reaction of my audience.
And Phil, you coming on your program just now and saying, ooh, follow me on Twitter, ooh.
Yeah?
Go to Facebook.
Yeah, go to Facebook. That is trivial, and you trivialized my rape. And
you weren't raped, Ms. Dooley. Don't keep saying that you were.
Then don't keep going all about, hey, go to Phil Henry Fans.
And plus, Mr. Henry, when you said, go to Phil Henry Fans, you're going, go to Phil Henry King. You sounded effeminate.
And not in a way, Mr. Henry, we would say you're strong. It was an effeminism.
You know, the two of you, in between you butchering the English language and coming up with the most contrived and asinine points of view on my opinion, I don't know whether to laugh or cry listening to you.
That sounds like something you'd say.
Yeah, it sounds like something you'd say.
Well, whatever that means, you know.
It means exactly what we said.
Yes.
I mean, sorry. Yeah.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. And, you know, no comment. No comment. Let me go to a phone call here. We have Brian. Brian, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Ben, actually.
I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead, man.
I just wanted to say, I think it's a travesty that she's coming onto the show and all of my, you know, my son's mother, my fiance, and my biological mother have all been victims of rape. And, you know, I just I think it's awful, an awful
who
way
did it?
To make whatever.
Would you let the man finish? Let him finish.
I just want to know who did it. And I think she's offended a whole lot of people out there, me included, who actually felt sorry for her. And, you know, whatever
see,
she had to
that's
say
the was point.
Absolutely negated by
that
coming
is,
out.
That is
like
the point. You felt sorry for me, and then your prejudice did not allow you to. And that's what we need to work on.
You need to work on that.
What does he
you're
need to work on?
Despicable people I've ever heard in my life. You know, I cannot believe you would make light of something like that. It's just
no. You said that did you not say that you felt sorry for me, and then because of your prejudice,
yes,
and
until I found out you were lying.
You said every woman you know has been raped. Is that said, sir?
No, I said very important women in my life, my mother, my fiance, and my son's mother, all have been victims of rape, and it's extremely affected their lives and their quality of life, and mine included.
Let's play a game. Who did it?
What do you mean, let's play?
Who did it?
What are you talking about? It's just three different people I'm talking about. Who did what? Who raped him?
Who committed the rapes, yeah.
Who did it?
What the hell does that have to do with...
Well, what are you talking about?
Let's play a game. Who did it?
Because no, we're not playing any game.
Emotions and with people's well-being, and I think that's just very sad. You know, there were people that...
Listen,
were,
Ben.
You know, there's people that...
I came on this program because Mr. Henry was laying an egg, okay? Do you know that show business term, laying an egg?
It doesn't matter if you think I was laying an egg or not.
We're trying to bail you out.
Lady,
bail
I don't
me
know
out,
what can be said to you... To make you under, I don't think there is anything that can be said to you, and I agree with the guy that was on before that maybe something like this does need to happen to you for you to have any emotion.
How dare you? How dare you say that? It did happen to me today. It happened to me today.
But you were only kidding.
Yes.
And you and
all right, Ben. We got Ben. Thank you very much. 877-876 Phil. We'll be back. News and Information Hour.
Phil Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
World famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome to our program, and we are here every night, Monday through Friday. Weekends we're on locally in Los Angeles on KFI AM 640, but we're also on our videocast right now, Phil TV in HD, and you can check it out at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. That's Phil TV in HD, as well as our podcast tomorrow and our archives. Plus, we are available across the country right now in 150 different affiliates. So head on over to our website. Get a backstage pass on our radio show each and every night. We go places where other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we're going to do that again tonight. There's a lot of things that are going on in the news. One of them, of course, is the aftermath of Harold Camping and his prediction. We have Pastor William Rennick, who's going to join us in an hour to talk about, if you will, the epilogue, the rapture aftermath. And I think it was Reverend Camping who was heard from a little bit today, saying that he was stunned at what happened and so forth. We'll talk with him. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, as we do each and every night for radio stations on our network, KKAT in Salt Lake City. It's always been a great market for us there, and it's good to be on in good to be on there in Utah and Salt Lake City and the surrounding environs. And don't let anybody ever tell you Mormons don't know how to party, because yes, they do. Now then,
yeah, what's it?
I don't have to watch anything, man. It's true. And then KEZP in Alexandria, Virginia, or Alexandria, Louisiana. KEZP, great to have you guys with us. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. And from the Western Estates Homeowners Association this evening, Bobby and Steve Dooley are going to join us just to start things out, because we are talking tonight at the outset about the summer that's coming up. A lot of kids will be taking golf lessons, tennis lessons, and so on and so forth. A dispute has arisen over there at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, one of many across this country, having to do with who's paying for what, I guess. And Bobby and Steve join us. Bobby, thanks for being with us. And tell us what is at the heart and soul of this dispute that you're having, I know, with another family.
The problem arose with Don and Ella Wilson, who are members of our Homeowners Association. And if I could just point something out, I am currently under a doctor's care as the result of what has happened.
Are you all right tonight?
I'm all right tonight, but I had two episodes having to do with my heart.
Wow. Okay. You all right?
I'm wearing a heart monitor, and I'm my husband's with me. So I'm sure I'm going to be okay, but this has been very stressful.
I understand that, and Bobby, I don't want anything to happen here this evening as we talk about these things that's going to upset you. So we know what you're talking about. You have a dispute with this couple, correct?
We have a dispute with the couple. We have a dispute with the Homeowners Association, of which I'm the president. We were having a meeting, and I was attempting to talk about our son, Dylan, who is attending a local tennis academy. And that's when they began a conversation. This was before the meeting.
Yeah, Mr. Dooley, when I talked to you, this is Steve Dooley, by the way.
Yes, Mr. Dooley.
I thought it was before.
All right, so this happened before a Homeowners Association meeting got started?
That is correct.
What happened?
So Don and Ella Wilson started talking about their son, Terrence. They had, apparently, their son had signed an agreement with the New York Yankees baseball team.
Uh-huh.
And people were congratulating them and talking about the New York Yankees and how lucky their son was. And they were talking about what the Yankees do, part of which is to pay for a young man's education as he goes through college, as well as have him on one of the farm teams. We never were able to get to what we wanted to say until well into the time the meeting should have started. So we had to delay our meeting.
All right. You had to delay your meeting. Why?
We had to delay our meeting because Steve and I wanted to bring up the fact that our son, Dylan, was attending the Western States Tennis Academy, that it cost us $40,000 a year. And I was attempting to get that out when these other people, who were obviously, excited about what the Wilsons were saying, so I don't blame them, I blame the Wilsons, were talking over top of me and asking Don and Ella their opinion.
Yeah, this all happened before the meeting.
All right, so you had a Homeowners Association meeting, but that meeting's not really germane to what we're talking about. Somebody's son has been signed by the New York Yankees.
Yes, the Wilson son.
All right. And that did not, and as they were talking about that boy being signed by the New York Yankees, that didn't give you time to talk about your son, Dylan, going to this tennis academy.
Well, first of all, Phil, we were planning on making this announcement in the Homeowners Association meeting that our son, Dylan, was going to be going to the Western States Tennis Academy, and that the tuition there is $40,000 a year. Now, they're boarding there. That's why it's so expensive.
Okay.
And I can tell, even by telling you this, you are not reacting in a way that I would think would be a normal way.
I'm impressed, Ms. Dooley, by the amount of money that you're spending for a young man to attend a tennis academy. I'm assuming you've got that kind of money to spend, but I don't understand the dispute between yourselves and the Wilson family.
The dispute between us and the Wilsons is simply that we were going to make this announcement about our son in the Homeowners Association meeting. The Wilsons decided before the meeting started
to start talking about their son and his New York Yankee contract.
Yeah, before we even got a chance.
Were they not supposed to talk about it?
That's not the point. That's not the point. Were they not supposed to talk about it? The point is we were never able to get to what it is we wanted to talk about fully before the meeting started, or during the meeting, so we had to do it before the meeting.
But were the Wilsons not supposed to talk about their son Terrence getting a New York Yankee contract?
I would think that they would not talk about that. I would think they'd have the common courtesy, knowing that I'm the Homeowners Association president, to not talk about it. And yet they did. And when the meeting finally ended, I had to go home, and my husband had to call emergency services because I was experiencing what I experienced from time to time, and those are palpitations. And the reason why is because I felt very humiliated and extremely victimized by what these people did. We, by the way, Phil, had to rule against an architectural improvement that they wanted for their home because of this. So
you had to rule because of this against an architectural improvement for their home?
Yes, because of this and some other things. Because we never were able to talk about our son going to this tennis academy, spending $40,000 a year for a tennis academy in the right context, because these two people decided they'd talk about their son being signed by the New York Yankees.
All right. Well, our number is, by the way, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. We're talking here to Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association about another family and the architectural design that they wanted approved by the architectural committee was denied based upon this, correct?
That is correct.
What is the architectural committee? Isn't that you and your husband?
The architectural committee is myself, my husband, Steve, and Janice Greeley, yes.
Janice Greeley, she's another...
She's also a member of our Homeowners Association board. But we had to turn down this, and it devastated me to do it. And
well, what was the architectural improvement? I understand that's significant.
Well, yeah, it was for Don's mother, Ella's mother-in-law. It was a wheelchair ramp for the front of the house. And when I found out that their son was signed by the New York Yankees and that the Yankees would be paying for his education, I said to them, I think you can afford to get an equipped van or something, you know, if you're rolling in money like that.
And well, are you not rolling in money, too?
This isn't about me. This is about two people who took the time before a homeowners association meeting.
No, I know what they did. I'm asking you, are you not rolling in the money with the $40,000 a year?
Yes.
And they are rolling in money because the New York Yankees have signed their son to a contract, which is not a big money contract. They're just going to pay for his education. And you guys have decided to punish this family because they got more people interested in their son's contract, right?
No, we're not punishing.
It's not punishment, Mr. Henry. Architectural design.
This is called an architectural design decline. And we felt that the wheelchair ramp they wanted for their home was aesthetically not in keeping with the design of Western Estates. But we also added an addendum. And we usually don't do this, but I, for their sake, added the addendum, the notation, that because they had decided to take up valuable meeting time with their story about their son being signed by the Yankees and punishing me and my husband, then we would, yes, indeed decline the wheelchair ramp. And they could buy a fully equipped van.
They got the money to get a van.
I understand they have the money to get a van, but you turned them down for their architectural improvement for this wheelchair ramp simply because they talked about their son having a contract with the Yankees and it didn't give you enough time to talk about your son being accepted to a tennis academy.
They took up valuable time that was appropriated for our Homeowners Association meeting, of which I am the president. My husband is the vice president and treasurer. Okay? And in the process of doing that, when I said our son is going to a tennis academy and we are spending $40,000 a year, you could have heard a pin drop.
No one cared.
No one cared.
And no one cared as the result of...
As the result of those two... Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be thick, Ms. Dooley. No one cared about your son going to a $40,000 a year tennis camp because the Wilsons...
The Wilsons were telling everyone their son had been signed by the New York Yankees. So no one cared.
No one cared. And as well, got no wheelchair, man.
So I said to them, you know what? Have a good time carrying your mother-in-law from a van to the front door because I feel cheated. I really do. And
you penalized this family's architectural improvement or wheelchair ramp.
It wasn't an improvement.
No, well, how could it be an improvement?
All right, but they needed a wheelchair ramp. You denied it. Even that comment there, they can carry his mother-in-law.
Yes, it's her mother-in-law, right.
All right, they carry her to the front door from the van because they were taking up time at the meeting talking about the Yankees and you didn't have time to talk about your son.
Yes, and Mr. Hendry, I am wearing a heart monitor because of this experience. So I think any temptation to say that I am being petty...
My life could have lost her life.
Well, Ms. Dooley, if you have heart palpitations or heart problems as a result of this dispute, I'm sorry. But we want to get to the bottom of an essential question here. Is this worth penalizing a family, not allowing them to build a wheelchair ramp in front of their house because... You didn't get to talk about your son's tennis academy. They got to talk about their son being signed by the New York Yankees. And
no, it is about respect for Homeowners Association president, respect for what we're doing in our meeting. And
so it was part of your agenda during this meeting to announce your son was going to a tennis camp.
It's not a tennis camp. It's a tennis academy. There's a huge difference. This isn't some weekend YMCA thing.
I understand, Ms. Dooley. If you can hang on the line with your husband, our number is 877-876-PHIL. As a family is denied the building of a wheelchair ramp in front of their house because their conversation about their son being signed by the New York Yankees took away from the Homeowners Association president announcing that her son is going to a tennis camp for $40,000 a year. All right. 877-877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The Dooley's with us this hour. Next hour, it is Pastor William Renick here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And with us, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we're talking tonight about a dispute arising from the beginning of a Homeowners Association meeting. Now, you know, on this radio show, we often talk about people being victimized, and we get so sick and tired of that word. We don't want to be victims. We want to be proactive, take control of our lives, and so on and so forth. Ms. Dooley, you are having, basically, as the Homeowners Association president, you've told this family, the Wilsons, they can't build a wheelchair ramp for a mother-in-law because these people took up time at a meeting talking about their son getting a New York Yankee contract.
You know, Phil, you're putting it in really simplistic terms.
All right, and your son is going to a tennis academy.
My son's going to tennis academy at 45. This old lady would carry her.
This woman, the elder Mrs. Wilson, who is Don Wilson's mother, correct?
Yes, it's Ella's mother-in-law.
All right, this woman suffers from some kind of a Hodgkin's condition, or Parkinson's condition, excuse me, from what I understand. And there's been a significant amount of muscle deterioration, so that she really, this isn't just a matter of someone getting up and using a walker. She really needs the wheelchair, doesn't she?
Maybe you didn't hear me. I thought I said, right now I'm wearing a heart monitor.
Maybe you didn't hear her.
Maybe you didn't hear me.
I heard you. You're wearing a heart monitor.
Yeah. I'm wearing a heart monitor as the result of the fact that we were going to make the announcement that Dylan is going to the Western States Tennis Academy for $40,000 a year. That is coming out of my very successful husband's pocket. I'm not trying to make a big thing out of that. But when you sit there and go, my son's getting a free ride from the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Don't tell me about your mother.
With her shriveled up leg.
And that was the other thing. They got very indignant when my husband said that Dora Wilson, who is Don's mother, had shriveled up legs. And he was making a joke.
That's a hell of a joke.
I was making a joke, Mr. Henry.
That's a hell of a joke to make when you're sitting there, Ms. Dooley, talking about your heart monitor.
I am a young woman with a heart monitor.
Don't make a joke of the shriveled up leg.
And he said, when he said shriveled up leg, it was, he said, one time it was, God.
All right, you know what? I don't want to hear about these juvenile comments.
One time, when he used it singularly, he was talking about Don Wilson.
Not about the mother.
1-800-877-877-6-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. I guess the drinking game is going in full swing because they've just almost given the wrong number out twice. Let's go to Stephanie in Greensboro, North Carolina. Stephanie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Stephanie,
to the conversation. That is the really petty issue that you would punish your family just because that's real petty because you are unable to make an announcement for your son.
It's not petty at all because I'm wearing a heart monitor right now as the result of this family butting in and taking over this time and saying, oh, our son Terrence is going with the New York Yankees. Well, good for them, but they're putting up a wheelchair ramp. I think they could afford a van. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know.
You don't. I'm saying that...
No, I don't understand that. You're denying someone medical attention only because you are unable to make an announcement about your son going to the academy. Personally, I feel that you need to take the
$40,000. Well,
the old lady to the front door. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. You need to take the $40,000 that you would spend to go to the academy for psychological help because this is really a big issue.
I don't need psychological help. How dare you?
No, you really need to seek psychological attention. Because it's so petty to deny someone.
How could you say that about me? I have said to them...
That's really petty.
What's petty about... They can... If they have the money, they can buy a van with a wheelchair ramp, pull it up to the front door, and carry the old lady... Excuse me for putting it down.
Yeah, just carry it.
Honey, what is this? Medical. You're missing the whole point.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm sorry, though.
You can't hear her?
No, I was just saying that the comment, I mean, it's real petty to deny a family something of that nature because
I'm
they
not denying. I said they can't have the wheelchair ramp, but they could carry the old lady to the front door from a fully equipped van.
They don't want to carry her from a fully equipped van.
Oh, my God. I'm wearing a heart monitor. What about me?
That's real petty. I'm sure they wouldn't deny you something of that.
Phil, we'll be back.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome back here as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And the previous phone call, let's get them up online too here. Bobby, the previous phone call from the lady... She kept saying that this was, you're punishing a woman, an elderly woman. And what was this joke about here, her having shriveled up legs? That's the part I don't think anybody is going to appreciate.
That was believe it's real.
Let me do it, Steve. That was a joke by my husband saying, carry the old lady to the front door. Now, he said that because we said we're denying the wheelchair ramp on architectural grounds, but yes, also on the grounds.
Ms. Dooley, I know it's emotional for you.
Hold on. Also on the grounds that you... You did not allow us to make the announcement that we're sending our son to a tennis school for $40,000 a year. That is a significant outlay of money. Any parent in this country that stands up in any meeting and says our son's going to a tennis academy for $40,000
a year.
I understand. You got a lot of money, $40,000 a year. Congratulations. What do you want me to say? You know.
Well, then do you have to sit there and go, oh, well, your boy's going to be with the New York Yankees. Oh.
They're all around by the New York Yankees. They're not
paying a dime. Their son got signed by the New York Yankees. That's an exciting piece of news that any parent would want to share. For you to deny them the construction of a wheelchair ramp because you think that they can afford to build it themselves or they can afford to put their mother in a wheelchair-equipped van... I don't know. I think I agree with the previous lady. It's petty. And
what about my heart monitor?
I'm sorry that you're on a heart monitor. I think that you are. I think you have an elderly woman here who has Parkinson's. My mother had Parkinson's disease. It is terribly difficult to get around when it really begins to degrade one's neural system. The nervous system. And
well, Phil, I'm not talking about your mother. I'm talking about Ella and Don Wilson. Whose son was signed by the New York Yankees.
What signed by the New York Yankees?
So the New York Yankees signed their son. So that means he's going to have his education paid for. That's a wonderful thing. Wish them well. So maybe they can save their money, and now you're telling me that they can save their money for a wheelchair-equipped van instead of the wheelchair ramp because they've got the money to do it.
Yes, and we have the money to send our son to... Oh, boy.
Well, you don't get it.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it, and I don't think a lot of people get it. 877-876-7445 on the Phil Henry Show. Here is John in Binghamton, New York. Hello, John. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
How you doing today?
Yes, very good, sir.
I just want to add that, you know, this lady should humble herself and admit mm-hmm. her wrong, take a look mm-hmm. at the situation deeply, and go out of her way to help these people and be happy that their son is signed with the Yankees.
I am happy, but why does
well, listen,
that mean...
Well, listen, hold on a second, guys.
I'm the president of the homeowners and stuff.
Listen, I just want to say this. You know, I mean, I'm happy that your son, mm-hmm. you can afford a great college for your son to go mm-hmm. to a tennis academy, but a lot of people mm-hmm. can't afford that. You have a lot mm-hmm. to be thankful for, too, but you should go mm-hmm. out of your way to help somebody, whether you dislike mm-hmm. them, whether
yeah.
you have a grudge against them, but you mm-hmm. should take things out on other people. Just go out of your way to help somebody. That'll make you feel better.
You're talking about Christian stuff. Are you talking about Christian?
Are you talking about Christian, the Christian religion? Is that what you're doing?
Where mm-hmm. I come from, we help people. We help mm-hmm. our neighbors.
And, we do. Of course we help our neighbors. But if you can afford to buy a wheelchair-equipped van instead of bothering me with a wheelchair ramp architectural permit, when
I don't care if they can afford the Trump Plaza. You should still go out of your way and help them. It's going to improve the value of their property. It's going to improve somebody's health issues.
Oh, my God. No, it is not going to help the value of the property. A wheelchair ramp is going to degrade the value of the property.
Why not? So then if the lady mm-hmm. passes away someday or she moves mm-hmm. out, then yeah. you replace it. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe the next people who want to move in will be in a wheelchair also.
This is an elderly woman who needs this wheelchair ramp. She lives with her daughter-in-law, right?
She lives with her son and her daughter-in-law, yes, which is something that we were very, very much against. But we went ahead and let them move the old lady in, if you pardon the expression, you know, because...
I didn't want to have her tied up the wheelchair with electrical cord.
I'm sure this is more than an old lady. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure she has a name.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
the
gentleman
say.
What's the woman's name? Yeah, what is the woman's name?
What woman?
The elderly woman, Mr. Wilson's mother.
Her name is Steve, what is it?
Dora.
Her name is Dora Wilson.
Dora?
Yes.
All right. She's not to move the old lady in.
Boy, I'll tell you, Phil, I got so many things pressing on me. Now you want me to call the old lady by her first name? I'll do that. I'll do anything I got to do. And I'll talk to anybody I have to talk to.
to make the point that my son's going to a tennis academy
for $40,000 a year.
I'm happy for him. He is so lucky. Up where I come from, we got to do a lot of hard work just to put our kids to school.
You know, increasingly, every time you say where I come from, I don't want to go there.
And well, maybe they don't want you to visit. Yeah, maybe they don't want you to visit.
So that means you don't want me to follow.
We're just a bunch of farmers where I come from, and but we help people. We help people. We donate in time of need, whether it's the Japanese tsunami, whether it's hurricanes in Florida or tornadoes in the Midwest. But we go out of the way to help people.
The Japanese tsunami happened way over in Japan.
It doesn't matter where it happened. We're still people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what do you think you're going to do way over in Japan?
Well, listen, lady, with your bad heart and everything, I think you're bringing problems on yourself. You want to check yourself,
humble yourself,
and if you actually had compassion in your heart, you'd actually feel a lot better.
I think what the gentleman's saying is...
I know what he's saying, Mr. Henry, and the two of you, you and this gentleman, have missed the point. The point is I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. I deserve a little bit of respect. And when I was about to get up and say my son, Dylan, is going to...
Respect is earned.
Oh, my God. It was earned. I was elected. I've been elected six straight times, and they're three-year terms, too. Did he hang up?
I don't know if he hung up. If he did, I don't blame him.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Oh, thank God.
I completely disagree with the woman. I mean, my heart goes out to you, lady, because you don't have any compassion. You should treat this other lady like she's your mother.
My wife doesn't.
I have a mother of my own. Well, I have a mother of my own. I don't speak to her. And there are reasons why I don't speak to her. You know?
Well, you should treat this other lady. She's a person.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, John. Thank you, sir. They're very, very well stated. Thank you for your call. Our number is 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We've got a wheelchair ramp that was disallowed, I guess, by the Homeowners Association Architectural Committee. We have Ms. Dooley and her son going to the $40,000 a year tennis camp. We have...
No, we don't call it the $40,000 a year tennis camp. It is called the Western Estates Tennis Academy.
Yeah, but don't know why I'm saying this.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean... All right, so it's the Western States Tennis Academy, and the other boy signed by the New York Yankees. And for some reason, this means that this family doesn't get a wheelchair ramp that they need for a mother-in-law, an elderly woman who really, really needs it. Here is Peter in Buffalo, New York. Peter, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with the Dooleys.
Yes, good morning.
I told him...
Good morning, sir.
First, I'd like to say this... This female here is incompetent to run a board if she can't actually call a meeting to order.
Call the meeting to order.
The shrivel up legs issue that her husband brought up, it's called atrophy. And to deny anybody who uses a wheelchair to get around, that family should turn around and sue them for discrimination against people with disabilities.
I beg your pardon. We have every right to disallow a wheelchair ramp when their son has been signed to the New York Yankees.
That's got nothing to do with an architectural request. I've been a member of a homeowners association. If you put in an architectural request, you don't take into consideration, oh, their son got signed by the New York Yankees. That must mean they can afford a van.
Really? Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead. Put the other foot in it.
Put the other foot in what?
If you can't call a meeting to order, that means that you're incompetent to even be the chairperson. Once you call a meeting to order, if somebody wants to keep on talking, you ask them to leave the room or be silent. That's your own fault. Number two,
you
don't sound like you're really mentally stable to be in control of something like that.
Well, that's the second insult you've delivered tonight. Anything else?
And
you are really something. You're really something.
Yeah, it's nice for you to discriminate against somebody just because you want to pay $40,000 for your kid to go to tennis academy. Why didn't you call the meeting to order?
I said my son goes to a tennis academy.
Well, is that calling the meeting to order?
You cannot call a meeting to order. Obviously, you're incompetent.
No, I did call the meeting
to
order.
And then to discriminate against somebody who needs a wheelchair ramp to get up to their house, that's discrimination.
That's not discrimination. That's an architectural design that we can disallow.
Don't you have to at least allow them the access to the house?
Yeah, we don't have to have the front door. They want the front door.
Well, where else are they going to put it? Through the backyard?
You can Yes, they could put a walkway.
Well, that's an expense, so they got to build a walkway all the way through the backyard to get the wheelchair ramp because you guys don't want it at the front door.
Well, now they can't have it at all because of the... Is the gentleman there? Here's how we call the meeting to order every week, if the gentleman's there.
Yes, he's there.
I'm here.
I will walk in. I walk in. Steve has a portable. Go ahead and play it, Steve.
All right, here we go. You can hear it.
Look, it's obvious. If you can't call a meeting to order, you shouldn't be.
You can hear it. This is how we call it to order. And I don't know if Mr. Henry can hear it.
I'm hearing music.
That is how we call it to order. Now, I don't know.
That's it.
That's called Hail to the Chief. Is that what you do?
Is that the music? That is the music that we use. And for anyone, turn it off, Steve.
That's Hail to the Chief.
I know what it is. And for people to say to me that I didn't call that meeting to order...
I want to be clear. You call the meeting to order by playing Hail to the Chief?
The presidential, it's a presidential thing. I can do it again if you want to hear it, Mr. Henry. They do that.
I hear it. Okay, turn it off, please.
That's what they use, though, when the president's called. Jesus.
Where'd you get off, Matt?
Don't know that?
Turn that music off, if you don't mind, so I can hear myself think thank you. That's Hail to the Chief. That's the music that's played for the President of the United States.
That's music that is played for a president. I was calling the meeting to order. I noticed how the man hung up because he was scared that he was losing ground. Scared that he was losing ground in his argument that I didn't call the meeting to order and I played Hail to the Chief.
Right. Hold on for a minute, Ms. Dooley, and you can bring up next your heart monitor. You haven't brought that up yet.
How dare you make...
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I hardly think that playing Hail to the Chief is the way you bring a homeowners association meeting to order. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back at philhendryshow.com.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we're discussing with them the dispute they're having. Where are you guys? I'm hearing a lot of carnival sounds.
Right now, Phil, we are at it's our annual fiesta that we use to raise money for the production costs of our Summertacular, which is a charity event. I'm really, just to let you know, very disturbed by our conversation. I have had, in the last 2 minutes, shortness of breath. I'm not blaming you. I'm not even blaming your callers. But I think I've been treated very unfairly. I'm having a difficult time breathing.
Ms. Dooley, do you need to have medical attention?
No, I don't. I'm going to tough it out. I'm going to make it to the end of this hour. And I say this to you, Phil, and I'm not trying to be dramatic. Even if I die,
I don't want you on my air if you need medical attention.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
But it doesn't mean it.
Because I don't, you know, any heroic statements about you want to do it even if you die, I'm not impressed with that. I don't want anybody dying if they can have medical attention.
Fine, Mr. Henry. Fine.
Our number is 877-876-7445. Let's go to another phone call here. Mo, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Dooley?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you the respect and say hi to you and your husband. But you know what? If you think about the things that you said, and let's not disrespect who you are right now with the breathing and the noise that you're making right now. And I'm trying to give you respect. But you know what? You are a selfish, sick individual. You really are. Anytime you deny somebody...
My wife's having a hard time breathing.
To get in their home, no, you're not having a hard time breathing. This, to me, is all a little game that you play. But
no,
for you
not.
To deny... For you to deny a crippled person...
I swear to God, I don't believe it.
For you to deny a crippled person access to get in their home is the most selfish and vindictive and wrong thing to do, all because you couldn't tell everybody about your child going through a $40,000 camp.
They could carry the old lady to the front door. I said that.
I am so glad that you're not the president of the United States, because I see if you don't have your way, the first thing you want to do is hurt a person. And that is that is wicked. That is sick.
No, I don't. My husband and I need a cattle drive. Is that what you said?
Counseling.
No, you and your husband need cattle. I got strep throat. I can't talk that well right now.
But
you don't hear me crying. I got strep throat. You don't hear me crying. I got a heart murmur. I got a heart this.
I have
my
a heart monitor
this.
Right
now. You know what, lady?
My wife has a heart monitor.
You are diarrhea, sick.
I may be. Yes, I am sick. You're right. I am sick. I have palpitations of the heart.
You're sick in the mind. That's what you're sick at. No. You're not sick in your heart. You need help.
So you think I'm nuts? No, you think I'm crazy? Is that it? I need a rubber room. Is that what you're saying? Go ahead, say it. I need a rubber room.
You need a rubber room.
I am so glad that that's the only faith in that you be the president of that. And you said you've been elected.
Oh God.
I bet you won't get elected.
Ms. Dooley,
you
know,
will not be reelected. You know that?
You know, I have tried to explain to you, Mo. I have tried to explain to you what happened. They butt in, talked about the Yankees, blah, blah, blah. When it came time for us to talk about our son and the fact that we spent $40,000 on a tennis academy, let's get the meeting going. Nobody cares. Do you want to hear something? And I know you're going to be offended by this. It was so quiet when I...
Listen to yourself for a change. Listen to yourself.
What did
Listen
I do?
What you're saying. Listen
what
to what you're saying. You're upset that you couldn't tell people about your kid going to a $40,000 camp. Man, come
well,
on, man.
They got
man.
To tell
I mean,
about their kid going to the Yankees.
Aren't you a grown woman? This is stuff that kids do on the playground.
I was grown.
You know that?
Until I was forced into being a child, I was a grown woman, yes. And
what do you mean you were forced into being a child?
Because when it was so quiet after we made that announcement, my husband Steve, and Mo was going to think this was bad, but Steve actually broke wind as loudly as he could to make the statement, listen to how quiet it is.
What an idiot.
I had to do it, Mr. Henry.
What an idiot. What a child. What a stupid child.
You and your husband are lost. You know what? I feel sorry for your child. I feel sorry for your child.
Don't you dare.
If your child grow up and be like you and him, Lord have mercy.
All right. Thank you very much, Mo, for your call. Thank you, sir, for your call.
You heard what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. It's the most childish thing I've ever heard in my life, that your husband, in order to emphasize how quiet it is in the room, broke wind. Emma, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Well, this lady and her husband are in terrible condition. They are sick. They are beyond sick. And she doesn't even have a heart. She don't need no heart, Mama, because she don't even have a heart to mistreat somebody like that.
Do you have Parkinson's? No, you don't.
She needs prayer, and I'm going to pray for her. Lord, help this lady before it's
too
late.
You know what? You're praying for
something's going to
send me to hell.
Something is going to happen. You're going to need this lady maybe one of these days. Did you ever stop to think that the people you dog and mistreat may be the people that help you? And stop talking about your money.
I don't think so.
If you got real sick today and had to die, your money couldn't save you. And you know
my money would buy me one. My money would buy me one heck of a good hospital room.
Your mama won't buy
and I wouldn't need the Obama health plan neither.
You are a menace to society.
That's a movie.
Phil Henry.
And a good one.